Earlier this month, Governor Phil Scott delivered a sobering assessment of the state of Vermont's youth.
Our kids are not okay.
14 months of isolation from classmates and teachers has taken a toll on children, and surveys show increased rates of anxiety, depression, and other mental health issues among students of all ages. But Scott says Vermont can use the summer months to begin to repair the damage. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, the governor has vowed to make summer programming available to any student who wants it. With many teachers in dire need of their own summer respite, however, the administration will need to find a workforce to make sure that programming happens.
Middlebury Union Middle School is home to about 280 7th and 8th graders. On this cloudy Thursday morning, though, the parking lot is almost empty.
Where'd everybody go?
Huh?
Where did everybody go?
It's vacation week.
Got it.
It's vacation.
Martha Santa Maria is spending her so-called vacation getting her classroom ready for a return to full-time in-person learning.
And so to try to go from, 10 kids in the classroom at 6 feet apart to 17 or 18 people, not including myself, at 3 feet apart, it's been taking some maneuvering.
Educators like Santa Maria have been maneuvering almost nonstop since the pandemic arrived last March.
I see my colleagues work 65 to 85-hour work weeks. No exaggeration.
So you'd assume that Santa Maria is counting off the days until the last day of school so she can finally unplug and catch up on lost sleep. Santa Maria has no such break in mind, though. With COVID protocols set to become less restrictive this summer, she's eager to commune with her students again, and her thoughts are already turning towards summer school.
I've always had to beg for grants and, really try to work 14-hour days in the summer to get kids what I felt that they needed. And here we are, and we have some money, and we have this opportunity to really transform what summer program looks like.
That money Santa Maria is referring to is coming from the American Rescue Plan Act, signed into law by President Joe Biden in March. The federal legislation allocates more than $70 million for after-school and summer programs in Vermont, and education officials are busy trying to figure out how to spend it.
We're looking forward to seeing a variety of applications for serving children from kindergarten through high school, and really trying to do something different and something more this year with these dollars.
That's Holly Morehouse, executive director of an organization called Vermont After School. The Vermont Agency of Education has hired Vermont After School to administer a program called Summer Matters. Morehouse's shop will be awarding grants of up to $75,000 to summer programs that are willing to expand hours or take on more kids. The money will also be used to make programming more accessible and affordable. Deputy Secretary of Education Heather Boucher says the summer months will be a critical juncture as Vermont tries to emerge from the pandemic. Many students, she says, have become less engaged with school, ranging from missed assignments and Zoom classes.
And then full-blown truancy or, families and students just kind of being off the radar at that local level.
Boucher says summer programs provide an opportunity to draw them back into the fold, but she says getting them engaged is going to require more than academic offerings.
I think that if we do this right, that we really will be able to ensure that at least we've done some good by our children by allowing them to actually have some fun this summer. Gosh, they need it after this pandemic, right?
Jay Nichols, head of the Vermont Principals Association, says the obligation of administering summer programs cannot fall solely on schools. Because while teachers like Martha Santa Maria may be eager for summer duty, a lot of educators have hit a wall.
I've got veteran principals who've said this has been by far the toughest year in their careers. I'm worried about what our retention rate is going to be. And this is the time of year we start seeing openings. I've talked to at least 3 or 4 principals in the last couple weeks that just said, I can't do this anymore.
Which means staffing could be a problem. Vermont After School has set up a special website to recruit workers for summer programs. They're making an especially strong push for college and high school students. But as of this week, summer programs in all 14 counties are still looking for workers.
So we're hearing from programs all across the state that they're still hiring, that there is a need for staff, and that there some areas they have concern, will they be able to find enough people?
As Morehouse seeks staffing for summer programs, Martha Santa Maria is busy planning hers. She says she'll let kids take the lead. Maybe they'll want to design and plan a garden, she says, or write and perform their own play.
I believe that our kids need to be connected to each other and with adults who care in their community. They need to unplug. They need to be grounded in things that kind of renew their energy.
What really matters, Santa Maria says, is that children have fun again. And she'll be doing whatever she can to make sure that happens. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.